Today on CityCast Denver, I want to tell you about a new podcast from one of my favorite local nonprofits, Youth on Record. It's called Underground at the Showcase, and it's the official podcast of Denver's longest running and largest music festival, the Underground Music Showcase. The new Underground at the Showcase podcast is hosted, edited, and mixed by actual young people. The first season features interviews with local independent artists about songwriting, motivation, community, family, and the return of live music in a post-COVID world. Underground at the Showcase is available now wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at youthonrecord.org/podcasting. What's one meal worth waiting hours for? Brunch. But not just any brunch. Local darling Snooze attracts some of the longest lines, and they're opening a new location this week. That got us thinking about the brunches we'd wait for, but not too long. Producer Paul Caroli and newsletter editor Peyton Garcia join me to talk about that sweet spot between breakfast and lunch. Today is Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. I like salmon and asparagus, or I don't know. I mean, hollandaise is like, I just want to drink it. I can't even eat it anymore. It's just pure cholesterol. It's so good. Hi, Peyton. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Bree.
Hi.
We're talking about brunch in the middle of the week because Snooze is opening another location on South Broadway. And I say another because I learned when we were doing the research for this, Paul, that they have 50 locations. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's huge. I also didn't realize this. I always thought of Snooze as like a Denver spot with a few places around the city. But yeah, apparently they're all over the country. More than 50 locations. Huge success story. It's crazy.
Did you know that, Pei?
I don't think I realized they were in other states. I knew that they were like dotted really frequently around the metro area, but I don't think I realized that they had moved to other states. When did that happen?
I don't know.
It's been growing pretty steadily over the last 10 years. Apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, over the last decade.
Okay. No, I did not know that.
So they're opening a new Snooze at First and Broadway. I think it's called the Quail Building. It's an older building that has more recently in the last couple of years been revamped. I think it was a hotel at one point. They put housing in the top, but the bottom part of it, where Snooze is going in, has been empty for a long time. And so it's kind of also in the middle of this really bustling neighborhood that's it's very walkable. It's like a no-duh location for a breakfast or brunch place, but it's been empty for forever.
Yeah, I mean, you got Punch Bowl Social across the street, the Mayan down the block, and then all those nice shoppies and other restaurants and that great Goodwill on that strip. It's perfect for a place like Snooze.
The Hornet and Senor Burritos are catty corner to it. So, I mean, cheers to Snooze for putting something in there, finally. I'm sure it will be gangbusters line out the door the minute it opens. I don't doubt it.
I'm sure, too. I like how we're kind of dancing around our actual feelings about Snooze. I guess we have to leave that for later because that's like a whole can of worms.
That's what I was going to say. We're saving that till the end, right? You got to stick around for the Snooze hot takes till the end.
Yeah, absolutely. We need some brunch appetizers before the meaty main course.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about today is brunches. And we've got a couple categories, and I'm hoping through these categories that you two will also share with us your favorite spots. Because I think the thing with brunch is generally you have to wait on the weekends, right? I think that's part of the brunch experience is waiting for a table. And I don't know, is breakfast food polarizing or does everybody love it as much as I do?
If there are people who don't love breakfast as much as I love breakfast, I don't know them.
I will say I don't always love going out for breakfast food. It's not the meal I will want to pay someone else to make for me. My picks all skew towards the like simpler, a little bit more conservative.
I'm the opposite of you, Paul. I'm like, yes, absolutely. I will go out for breakfast or brunch anytime.
That's interesting you say that, Paul, because in my thought process, it's like, yeah, maybe you don't want to pay for a simple brunch, right? If it's something you can make at home. So like, if you're going to go out, you might as well go like gangbusters, right? And have somebody mm-hmm. who's going to make you specialty pancakes that you definitely can't make at home.
Good point. Which is kind of like Snooze's thing, right? They do pancakes, I think, of all kinds. I'm saying this as if I know what's on their menu.
Yeah, that's Snooze's thing.
Okay. So, well, we're talking about Simple Brunch. So let's start there. Best Simple Brunch in the Denver Metro. Paul, what's your pick?
Okay. My pick is Rupert's on the Edge in Sloan's, right on the banks of Sloan's Lake. Do you all know this place?
You know what's funny? I've never been there because when I'm in that particular strip mall, I'm either at Tamale Kitchen or Ohana Grill. So tell me about Rupert's.
Great. Well, I can't tell you much about it. I haven't been in a long time, but I remember the food was very simple. It didn't really, you know, make a huge impression, but the view, the location. So I think that's my pick for Simple Brunch because it was serviceable. It was good. And it was just a great morning. You know, you walk around Sloan's Lake, walk off the carbs of pancakes and enjoy a beautiful view of the skyline and the lake and the morning light. And it's a quintessential Denver experience to me, that Sloan's Lake morning. Peyton, how about you?
Yeah. So, you know, as I was like kind of prepping for this conversation, I don't know that there's very many places anymore that I feel like you can get a simple brunch. I mean, because for me, oftentimes that is what I want, especially like if I'm hungover or something, I want something really simple. I want like a classic egg and cheese sandwich, or I want bacon and hash browns. But I think I tend to like lean toward those like real greasy spoon diner type of places. And I have a few that are out here like in the suburbs that I go to that are great for that. Because to me, a simple breakfast is like, yeah, just that diner plate with a cup of OJ. I just don't know that Denver really has that anymore. My mind goes to Pete's Kitchen, but I haven't even been there in a long time, so I don't really know what the vibe is there anymore. I don't know. Can you get simple brunch anymore, or is it all bejeweled mimosas?
Tell us your burbs, Rex. Because I think some folks listening do live in the burbs like you and want to know where you're going.
I mean, I'm pretty far north, but I spent a lot of time in Louisville, and there's this place called Bob's Diner in Louisville. Great place for just greasy breakfast sandwich. Up in Boulder, there's the Village Cafe. Same deal. Well, that's all I can think of off the top of my head. But those are two places that I love to go to. So I think I'm looking for greasy diner when it comes to simple breakfast. And I just don't know that we have that anymore, which is a whole nother can of worms, Brie, that I know that you have.
I know.
You know, a lot of opinions on. But yeah.
But I have a recommendation for that if you're missing that greasy diner, greasy spoon thing. Because when we were prepping for this, I was like, all my places are closed. Denver Diner, Breakfast King, Tom's. But I will tell you my secret. Looking Good on Sheridan and First Avenue. It's Looking Good Restaurant and Lounge. It's a restaurant and it's also a bar, but on the week, actually they have breakfast all day long every day and they do the greasy spoon perfectly. You want the big pile of like, you know, ham or bacon, sausage, buttermilk pancakes, hash browns, eggs. They have it. They also have what a lot of diners here have, which is Mexican food and Greek food. So that's my rec if you're looking for the diner breakfast or brunch experience is Looking Good on Sheridan and First Avenue.
I want to give a shout out though to, I haven't been here, but we've talked about it a lot on air in the past. And I know both of you have been there, but like Zadie's to me feels like it could be a really good simple brunch place. And I haven't been, but I've really, really, really wanted to go ever since we've talked about it. And to me, like a bagel breakfast is like a really good simple breakfast as well.
That's a great pick, Peyton. I was thinking about Zadie's for this category. I've been a few times since the new one opened over near me in the southeast part of the city. And yeah, it's pretty solid. Maybe a little pricey. They haven't started baking their own bagels yet, so I'll probably go back for that. But yeah, it's good.
I'd also give them like A+ on ambiance and service. You can get a little booth. It's like kind of fancy, but not too fancy. Like you can still go in your Colorado casual wear, you know, but like the service is great. You know, you want a hot cup of coffee. I love bagels and lox for sure. I love it. I used to actually go to a place in front of Zadie's in that same shopping center called The Egg and I, which is now something else, unfortunately. But ever since Zadie's opened, when I'm on that side of town, when I'm in your hood, Paul, Zadie's is it. Good call, Pay.
This episode is brought to you by the Museum of Outdoor Arts. Because on Sunday, April 28th, the museum is hosting La Primavera Festival, a celebration of spring, to kick off event season at Marjorie Park. La Primavera Festival is a family-friendly event inspired in part by the Gaelic Bealtaine celebration and European May Day, marking the beginning of summer. And the star of the show is really something special. They're premiering the latest permanent installation by local artist Lonnie Hansen. It's called The Cabinet of Curiosities and Impossibilities. Hansen describes it as an enchanting homage to English curio shops, featuring a collection of relics from fairy tales and nursery rhymes that tell stories about early optics, geometry, magical tools, celestial wonders, and more. The festival includes a pancake brunch, live Celtic music, maypole dancing, flower crown and basket making, yard games, and a bar for adult beverages. Tickets are available now at moaonline.org. That's moaonline.org.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Okay, next category, best big party brunch. So brunch is often a thing that we do in large groups. And that can be sort of the sticking point for trying to find the right place if you've got a big group of people on a Saturday morning that you want to seat in under 2 hours, which can be tough. Peyton, do you have any recs for best place to bring your large party?
Yeah, this is going to sound a lot like my last answer. But again, I was like, is there anywhere you can go where you're not going to wait 2 hours for a large party? Can
such
you go anywhere?
I don't. Probably not.
I don't know that you can. I don't know. Do you have a secret, Paul?
I don't really have one for this category. I was going to say the Mercury Cafe. I haven't tried their new brunch menu, but I know they got a lot of nice space. I was also thinking about recommending the Broadmoor. They have a brunch buffet in this category, but you have to stay a night now to get to the buffet. So I don't know if that's quite right either.
Oh, man.
Bree, how about you? Do you have a best big party brunch? Do you want to help us out? Save me and Peyton? Give the listeners something?
The secret is dim sum. Huge tables. It is a staple. On Sundays, for a lot of folks that I know, that's actually where my water broke when I was when I was pregnant with Montgomery. I was having dim sum at the Empress. And I went with my friend Joanne, who's of Chinese descent. So she knows everything to order. And I'm like, there's so much stuff. I don't even know what to order. I'm enjoying all this stuff. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm having my baby right now. I go to the hospital and they're like, so I was having a C-section and they're like, so to do anesthesia, like, you should have not eaten recently. And I was like, well, I was eating dim sum while this happened. And they were like, okay, you have to wait 8 hours until. And I was like, oh, okay. So I sat in the hospital and watched basketball until
dim
it was time to have my baby.
Dim sum breakfast, huh?
Dim sum's a good call. It's
a good brunch option. It's also like, it's the best thing for big parties. The Empress is my number one choice because the tables are huge. They've got the Lazy Susan in the middle, so you can really share easily. And dim sum obviously is a sharing thing, but I just think for big parties, it's genius.
Is it breakfast?
Everybody
food?
Can get a little bit of, well, not necessarily in the way that I think we think about like American diner breakfast food.
What are they like? What are they serving there?
Same thing, you know, like steamed buns and noodle dishes.
Okay.
It's regular dim sum, but it's like it's a good brunch option because you can get so many people in there at one time. And honestly, the Empress on a weekend morning, it's like you do have to wait. And that parking lot is full. So I am not the only person.
Same with Star Kitchen on Federal. Similar wait, similar great vibe. Not great for a vegetarian, I will say, the dim sum experience. Not easy to navigate if you're not familiar with that world.
That's interesting. I would not have thought that.
Paul, do you have any good vegetarian recommendations in general for brunch? Because I'm thinking, obviously, Sitio and Watercourse do brunch.
Yeah, those are both good. I mean, I would send people to the Wooden Spoon. That's where I would go for a vegetarian breakfast brunch experience. That's like that's my favorite breakfast in the city for sure.
Okay. Last category is best overall brunch. Just maybe your best, your favorite, whatever it is, your go-to other than the ones we've talked about. Maybe like, I don't know. I've got a couple ideas.
Who wants to start?
You,
Paige,
Paul.
You want to start?
No, you.
Okay. Well, I've prepared a statement. Snooze is the best brunch in Denver, not despite the line, but because of the line. Brunch foods have a ceiling. Pancakes can only be so good. You know, at a restaurant scale, there's just like, it doesn't need to be that much better than a good pancake. And they have good pancakes there. They have fun flavors. They have seasonal varieties. The pineapple upside down pancake, blueberry Danish pancake. I love a maximalist breakfast.
I love that you say there's a ceiling on how far you can go with brunch and then you're the maximalist.
Well, in terms of like what you're bringing in to the party, you know, what kind of decorations are on the plate. You can go to the moon with that kind of stuff, but like there's only so good a pancake can be. And that's all I'm trying to say with that.
But the line,
Snooze gets so much hate for the line. Think about Casa Bonita and the line and what Professor of Fun David Thomas told us last year about anticipation. You know, that's like my favorite part of going to Snooze. You put your name in, you wait for an hour, you drink a mimosa, you wander around.
Bananas.
You are
all of their
bananas.
Locations are in great walking areas of the city. Do a little shopping, do a little window peeking. Snooze gets it. That's what's fun about Snooze is that other people are excited too.
I don't.
Best brunch in the city.
My thing with the line at Snooze is, yeah, you wait in line at Casa Bonita because Casa Bonita rocks. You're going to have a great
Peyton.
Experience. You go to Snooze and you wait in line for an hour for an okay breakfast that you could get somewhere. I could get pancakes, in my opinion, that are just as good at my personal favorite pick, which is syrup. And I'm not going to wait nearly as long. And I will say there's a ceiling on how good a pancake can be. And Snooze goes over the top. I'm not looking for dessert for breakfast. I'm looking for a good pancake, not sugar overload, you know? I can't. They're just not. My whole thing with Snooze is they're not good enough for that weight. And that's why I don't go. Because there's a lot of other good options where you're going to wait 15 to 20 minutes instead of 2.5 hours for an okay breakfast.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I think my ceiling on waiting for breakfast is 45 minutes. And that's like tops. Also, if I don't have a kid with me, it just feels too, you know what I mean? It just feels insane to me. But Paul, I appreciate your really going hard for Snooze.
I love Snooze.
I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever been to Snooze.
What?
Oh, Brie.
I mean, it's not bad. I've never had a bad experience at Snooze. I just think I can have an equally good experience with less of a wait. Other places.
Yeah, it's like I feel like the one I'm thinking of is on Colorado Boulevard, and the line is always out the door and down the street. And if I'm at Colorado Boulevard and 8th, I'm just walking one block over to Pocino and waiting 30 minutes. I don't know. I can't. Well, that's interesting. So Paul says Snooze. Peyton, you say syrup.
Yeah, I say syrup. What do you say, Brie?
Well, I mean, breakfast on Broadway is my spot. But I would say my new spot that I've just fallen in love with is Myrtle Hill. It's on South Gaylord. It's from the folks that bring you Devil's Food. It's a full restaurant. So Devil's Food is a bakery. And they, I mean, you know, I'm a sucker for ambiance and atmosphere. And it is just a gorgeous looking restaurant. It's like this beautiful minty green, these like built-in cabinets. It's like, I don't know, maybe Southern. I don't know. But it's just like, it's just so cute. It's so cute. And they've got like challah French toast, Belgian waffle. They do a cornbread waffle, which reminds me a little bit of Maryland's old peace cakes at the Mercury Cafe. So
love my cornbread waffle.
Oh, so yeah, I would recommend Myrtle Hill on South Gaylord. That's my new go-to.
You know, we had a lot of people who also mentioned Denver Biscuit Co. You guys ever go there for breakfast?
I do. I like it, but like you just have to be in the mood for a biscuit with chicken on it, kind of. It feels like they're good. They're good at it. My favorite there is the Ellsworth, which is just fried chicken, pickle, honey, and a little bit of Dijon mustard. It's delicious. So there, I feel that. I think Denver Biscuit Company is definitely not to be overlooked.
I also want to say that Lucille's was a very, very close contender for me. I've been really, really into them lately. I think some of that has to do with the fact that I went to New Orleans earlier this year, and it takes me back to that really awesome trip. And I think that they, after having like authentic New Orleans breakfasts for a week, I feel like Lucille's really crushes it. And we just got one up here in Erie, and I cannot get enough of it.
Nice. Another local Colorado chain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also just learned that recently. I had no idea. I do just want to give a shout out to my dear and possibly departed dozens. That was my weekday brunch, my weekend brunch, my brunch before the art museum. That was like my spot. And currently they are closed because they had a fire. And I'm so sad because I always had the same waitress, and they also do a French press coffee. I love you, dozens. There's a dozens in Aurora that's still open. Not the same owners, but similar. So if you didn't get to go to dozens in Golden Triangle, there's also one in Aurora. Okay, I think we have some good options here. I also feel that maybe we need to do a little team outing to the new Snooze.
Absolutely. I would
sometime
love that.
Soon, because I've never been to Snooze. B, I'm really interested to see what they did with the space on First and Broadway. Yeah, so go check out Snooze and any of these other restaurants that we mentioned. I think everything we mentioned is local. That's a cool part about brunch. Is it's often a local, it's rarely a chain from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would love to hear what listeners think about Snooze.
Yeah.
If I've recontextualized the line for anybody, enticed anyone to try it again, I sure hope so. But if anyone has any thoughts on Snooze in particular, please leave us a voicemail with your name and neighborhood. Our phone number is 720-500-5418. That's 720-500-5418.
I do think Bree and I are maybe in the minority. I think a lot of people like Snooze, but I don't know.
It's growing. I mean, if they have 50 locations, pay, we are in the minority.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I have good breakfasts there. Just not good enough for a 2-hour wait.
Well, Payne and Paul, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks. Now I'm hungry, and all I have is cereal here.
Thanks, Brittany.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed this show, why not take a minute to tell your brunch friends about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Denver, by texting Denver to 66866. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye-bye.
Have you guys had jelly?
I like it for their donut. So they do these donut holes. That's really what I go to jelly for.
Donuts are my favorite.
You'd like it then.
I need
You'd
to
like
go
their
there.
Donut holes.
Maybe I'll get up.
They're good.
No, I'm not going to get up early and go.
I know. I was like, maybe we should go to brunch on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock.
I know.
What could be better than that?
Paul's like, I've already been up for 3 hours.
I could be tempted with donuts. You want to get me up early? You could lure me out of my bed with donuts.